the government run our future. We have to build a movement to win the right to demand income and free of poverty.
On Thursday, April 15th, 2010, over 700 people gathered in Allen Gardens in Toronto to march on the Ontario McGuinty government.
They have to raise the rate by the 40%, and people have to have money to eat food. So if they want to cut money, not they give bailout to the corporates and banks, and in their budget cut money from the poor people. That's shameful, man. Shame, shame, shame. So let's go together and fight and fight, and we will come again and again and again until they listen to us. Thank you.
The rally and march were organized by the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty.
So our next speaker is John Clark from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. Give it up.
Thank you very, very much. Today, we are going to march on a government that has shamefully cut the special diet for people on social assistance. And a government whose viciousness is matched only by its hypocrisy. This is a government that has claimed to represent something called poverty reduction. And yet, with the removal of the special diet, it has imposed a cut on people that is going to have the most incredible effect. The truth is that under Dalton McGuinty, people are actually poorer than they were under Mike Harris. Today, people would need a 55% increase in social assistance rates to bring them back to the level they were at when Mike Harris cut social assistance in the 90s. And McGuinty has not overturned or reversed the common sense revolution. He has consolidated it and he has deepened it. The only thing that has made a difference, the only mechanism that has been available to people to make a difference, to feed their families, to ensure that they could pay the rent and have some level of decent nutrition, was the special diet. That shameless lackey, the Auditor General, came out and said that there was abuse within the system. I'll tell you what the abuse is. The abuse is that throughout this province, people are evicted from their housing because they can't pay the rent. The abuse is that children go to school without proper breakfast and food in their bellies. This is a society that is awash in wealth, and it is disgusting and appalling. And when they cut the special diet, they have removed the most vital thing that people were trying to rely on. And they have done it essentially for two reasons. Let's be clear about that. They've done it because, first of all, a couple of years ago, they were giving money away hand over fist to failed banks and corporations. And now they are coming to the poor to pay that bill down. And the second reason they are doing it, and this is very important for working people to understand throughout this province, they are doing it because at the moment, one worker in six in the province of Ontario works at or close to the minimum wage. And you can't force people into Walmart jobs if they have a means to survive. They want people to be poor. They want people to be desperate because they want the most plentiful supply of submissive cheap labour that they can possibly have. That's what this is about. So forget all the crap about come and join us for consultations because we're going to do something about poverty sometime in the near future. This government is willfully and shamefully imposing poverty and misery on thousands and thousands of people. So today we march and today we launch a movement to challenge this government on what it has done to people. And again, when you go to people and say, we need to fill the streets, we need to march, people say, can it do any good? So I'd like to return to a basic proposition. And that is, we need to ask ourselves, why do they give us anything? Why do they give us any welfare at all? I'll tell you the reason. They give it to us because they know if they left people to simply starve, there would be massive social unrest. So, from that, logically, if we are going to challenge this cut, we must give them massive social unrest throughout this province. And we're going to have no lack of allies in that. This budget was only the first cut. There's going to be more cuts to public services. There's more, going to be more attacks on public sector workers. We need to build a movement in this province that is enormous, that goes right across the province. We need to march and fill the streets. We need to invade their offices. We need to disrupt their meetings. We need to besiege their legislature. We need to get in their faces, and we need to create the conditions where this government is given a political crisis. There was a mobilisation against Harris. It could have gone further, and it could have been stronger. But I'll say one thing for Harris. He was tough. Dalton McGuinty, by comparison, is a simpering little wimp. You mobilise a movement on the streets that is powerful and determined, and he will shit his pants. That's the simple reality. So today, we are marching to deliver a message to this government that we're coming for you. Today is only the first step. We're going to build a movement and we're going to fight and we're going to deliver that message strongly. But more than that, we are saying to poor people and communities under attack throughout this province, you don't have to accept their crap. You can stand up and fight back. And every person here has to understand that you have a responsibility, you have a duty to go back into your community, to go to your neighbours, to go to your friends and raise this banner of resistance. Because I'll tell you something, you can go hungry by yourself. You can close the door and just be hungry, there's no problem. But if you're going to fight back, you've got to unite. So let's march now. Let's take to the streets. Let's march in strength, let's march in solidarity, let's march in anger, and let's stir the shout of Dalton McGuinty.
My name is Nancy Genter. I'm a person that's on OW and I get the special diet because I have a serious illness. I'm here because basically there is no way I can pay the rent and eat with living on $591. I can't move into a small room even if I wanted to because I have health problems where I could not share a washroom. And I mean, a lot of us have problems that we just can't possibly live on $591. Well, I don't think even a well person can live on $591 in Toronto. But I just don't understand, with houses selling at $500,000 like hotcakes in Toronto, why some people can't pay a bit more tax so that other people don't have to suffer terribly. You know, lots of people are going to be forced out of the city altogether now, and the health care that I need is not available. The particular services that I need would not necessarily be available outside of Toronto. And this is a problem for a lot of people. And single people don't want to move to some town where they don't know absolutely anyone. And I mean, it's really, especially, I just feel that there are people that would not be impacted as much. People in income brackets over 100,000 would not be seriously impacted by paying a few more taxes. Whereas people that are poor, the slightest change impacts them so severely, you know. So there's just, I think in Ontario, we're sort of in a moral crisis. It's not just an economic crisis.
What message would you like to deliver to Dalton McGuinty today?
Well, after pretending for a year that they were going to do something to help the poor, what they're doing has just been a slap in the face. The poor are starting to feel that nobody cares at all, and that people just want us to be invisible and go away, you know. It's really an insult. I'm really shocked that the Liberal government would go this low, really, to tell you the truth. So, sure kiss my vote goodbye.
Well, thanks. Do you have any final thoughts or comments that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I hope people get on the phone with their MPs. I hope they phone television stations and tell them they want to hear more about what's happening to people on welfare and ODSP. I hope the churches rally around. They seem to be, suddenly, their voices seem to be silent. I mean, I think this is really a moral issue. When you start to balance the budget on the backs of the poorest of the poor, this is pretty sick. That's all I can say.
Thanks so much. My name is Nancy Clements. I'm a 33-year-old woman. I was born in Ontario. Baby bonus came in, and my folks didn't have baby bonus for my older brother. Now, this is evidently important. This is for the money that is available for the dietary special need allowance. And I am here to say that it has assisted me, but I could have assisted me better. When I had my first son, I had a very fast metabolism. I had lost weight. I was hospitalized at a very low, not a birth weight. I was born small, but my son was well taken care of. I could afford to feed him. I had a fast metabolism, and I required to put on weight. I work with CAMH, and I have been putting on weight. I'm at a change in my diet right now, and I'm almost becoming a beast now, and I have to switch to a tofu diet. I need to be on a vegetarian diet. I require a special needs allowance. Now, special needs allowance has visited me many times. It has visited me through my pregnancies. I have had 4 children, and those children have been affected and assisted through that. This is also as important as the breakfast programs that we have. We would not want to affect that. Now, but speaking of which, people have allergies to peanut butter. Now, I'm allergic to curry. We don't have a lot of curry here, so that's probably a good thing for me. If I walk into a building for 3 minutes and not even close to the food, I'm acting like asthma and I'm seizing up. Now, what if there's a lot of people who are allergic to milk, like my daughter? There was a Value Mart store up in Gravenhurst, Ontario, when I was raising my daughter. And out of 70 breads, there were only 2 breads that I could buy for her. The one day the breads weren't available, they were off the store shelf. I just figured that they had been sold, and they had to reorder them in. And I was very grateful. For my daughter's birthday, I couldn't get her a birthday cake. I saved money up, and I didn't let my daughter do without anything. Thankfully, I relied on a lot of resources that I had up in Muskoka, and they helped me a lot more than when my son, who was 14, as opposed to my daughter, who would be 11 to this day, when I was looking after her. Now, my son, Kenneth Randall, after 48 weeks, 12 days pregnant, and a lot of resources utilized here in Toronto, was born quite healthy with very high ALFGOD scores, and I've still been maintaining weight. I tend to lose a lot of weight. Like with my first pregnancy, I went under 100 pounds because I was looking after my child. I was eating all the time. People accused me of not eating at that time, and I was eating. And it was very frustrating. But I was paying a very high amount for rent, and there wasn't as many resources available for me then. What message would you like to deliver to Dalton McGuinty today?
Mr. McGuinty, you've got to listen to your doctor, boy. This is about listening to your doctor. I'm reading the handout, and it is written up, and we have to listen. But I know that I have to eat to live. I have to eat to live. Now, if I put the wrong foods in me, we have a problem. I am your mechanic, honey. Bring your car to me, and if I put the wrong things in your vehicle, you have a problem. You want to spend your money? You are trusting me. You are investing your money in me, the mechanic. You come to me, to the mechanic, to help you. You are our accountant, in a matter of speaking, so do your job and do it right. the baby bonus came in, and this is important, and we're going to keep this, and we're going to improve this, and you are going to improve this. But look at Vancouver. How could we afford that party? What can we do? Is there a way of reutilizing that money? That's what I'm saying, McGinney. Let's do it.
40%!
Disability-related issue. And people wait for months or even years on welfare trying to get onto ODSP. But more importantly, we are here and we're united and we cannot be divided. We have to organize together. We don't need to fight amongst ourselves for resources. We know who has the resources. We know who our enemy is. They have given millions and billions of dollars to rich people, and now they're coming up after us for $200 million. It's shameful, and we cannot let it happen. Now, I know that there are people here who bought into the poverty reduction plan by the McGinties, the McGinty Liberals. And that's okay, because now you're here. Everybody knows that poverty reduction is a bold-faced lie. It's a propaganda war so that they can let a few of us in the front door where they're beating us in the back. It's shameful and we will not let it happen. It doesn't matter where you were yesterday. What matters is that you're here today, and tomorrow we'll go back to our communities and we will organize a bigger, broader fight back against this government. By the first of the month, our checks are spent. We won't back down. We won't relent. By the first of the month, our checks are spent. To all the jerks in government.
Turnout today. It's an honor to be here on behalf of QP. This latest provincial budget cut $200 million in special diet and $50 million in legal aid for low-income people for civil cases. What can we assume from that but that the provincial government has completely turned its back on low-income people in Ontario? As a hospital worker, I know that nutrition is key to keeping people well. For people with medical conditions who need a special diet, to cancel that diet is cruel and will send them into institutions like hospitals where the costs are like $1,000 a day. The children who are here from City View Alternative School though. Thank you so much to you for coming and to your teachers for coming with you. You've been doing the math. If you earn $585 on social assistance in a city where a room costs $450 a month, you have how much left? 120, $135 a month. $135 a month for food, for clothing, for everything. Sisters and brothers, that is starvation, is what that is. And I'm here to tell you on behalf of the 250,000 members of QP in the province of Ontario, we have not been doing enough on poverty issues, and I want to acknowledge that. And I want to acknowledge on behalf of our provincial executive that we're here today to promise you that at our provincial convention, we will be taking resolutions that will call for us to deepen and intensify the fight against the anti-poor people politics of this government. And, sisters and brothers, there's a dearth of union support at this rally, and we commit to you that we're going to go back into the labor movement, and we're going to politicize these issues, and we're going to work with you.
Thank you so much. So next, we do have Butterfly here from Jane and Finch Action Against Poverty. They have been struggling against poverty in the Jane and Finch community, and give them a big, beautiful welcome. What's up, Toronto? My name is Butterfly, and I'm from Jane and Finch. I'm representing Jane and Finch Action Against Poverty. I'm so happy to be here. Jane and Finch is down here. Our community's been facing struggles for many, many decades. We have the highest denial rate of special diets in the city of Toronto. And we have the highest need for it. We're here with our comrades, unified downtown and uptown. Find your voice. We have a voice. Scream, yell, shout. Let's take it over. So next, I'd like to welcome Mohan Mishra from No One Is Illegal. Give him a big round of applause. He's been struggling for immigrant rights in the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me just start by saying it's a beautiful day to kick some liberal ass. Yeah! Now I want to quickly talk about two things. One is a special diet cut, which we know is shameful, which we know is an attack on the people who are most vulnerable in the city. The other thing, and it's shameful, the other thing that I want to talk about is the cuts that the federal government is making to the immigration system. They're cutting the refugee system. They're increasing temporary work permits, which means people are coming in here and being exploited with no status and with no rights, and it's a shame. Now, what this shows is that the government isn't listening to poor people, isn't listening to immigrants and refugees. They're attacking us while they're giving handouts to the banks and bailing out big corporations. And they did these things. They cut the special diet, and they're making cuts to the refugee system because they thought we weren't going to make any noise about it. And we showed them wrong. So on behalf of No One Is Illegal and all our members, we're standing in full support today behind OCAP, behind everyone here, to fight the cuts to the special diets. And we're out here, and we're making noise, and we're going to be back out here in St. Jamestown on May 1st to march for status for all. I hope you all join us. Let's come back out on May 1st and make even more noise than today. So thank you.
So next on our roster is Pete Blah from Under Pressure in Ottawa. Give him a big round of applause.
Hey, my name's Pete. I'm from Ottawa. I'm with a group called Under Pressure Coalition Against Poverty, and we're part of the Raise the Rates campaign. We are an anti-capitalist group because we are against poverty. We know that no one chooses to be poor, we know that. And we know that we are poor because those fuckers are getting richer off our backs. In Ontario today, poor people have to make choices. The rent or the food, the bus pass or the medication, winter clothes or winter boots. But there's one thing that we don't have a choice about, and that's the struggle. We are here not because we want to, but because we don't have the option to lose this fight. Many of us here today came of age during the Harris Common Sense Revolution. We grew up looking at OCAP and the anti-capitalist movement, and we see it now as a legitimate expression of our rage and our anger. And make no mistake, we are not here to ask nicely for a raise in the rates.
We are here to demand, now more than ever, raise welfare rates by 40%. Give us back the special diet.
The axing of the special diet allowance comes on the heels of the federal government's decision, the racist bullshit decision, to cut funding to the Aboriginal Healing Foundation, and at the same time as the racist changes to immigration coming from Jason Kenney's office. One thing is very clear right now. If you're an Indian, if you're an immigrant, if you're poor, they don't give a fuck about us. So let's say it loudly and clearly. Fuck you, McGinty. Raise the rates now. The Liberals are anti-poor. All cap is at the door. Liberals are anti-poor.
All cap is at your door.
Liberals are anti-poor. Liberals are anti-poor.
All cap is at the door.
Liberals are anti-poor.
All cap is at the door.
So next, I'd like to hear you guys give a big round of applause for Gaetan Hero. He's a longtime activist with OCAP, and he's struggling right now around street health and various things. Give it up for Gaetan! Woo!
Okay, folks. So I'm going to wrap it up, but I want people to stay maybe for about 15 minutes, talk to each other, because we rarely have a chance to talk to each other. People should understand what's happening today. Today there are poor people from across communities, poor communities from across Toronto that have gathered. We are talking to each other. It's important to do that. So Etobicoke, Parkdale, Jane and Finch, Ottawa, The Stop, Sistering, Dundas and Sherbourne. The community that I've worked in the last 20 years has a long history of struggle. Yeah. During the 1930s, thousands of unemployed people gathered in our park in Ellen Gardens to ask for relief and jobs. And they fought hard for over a decade. And they asked for those things and they fought for those things. When they went to Ellen Gardens in 1933, and they took the park 2,000 strong. They were pushed out of the park by the cops. What did they do? They came back the next night and the night after until they could gather. Today, over the last 2-3 weeks, some of us have been working and organizing and talking to people at Dundas and Sherbourne. And these conversations have been going on across Toronto. And when we met people, we told them about this. Everyone knew that they're cutting the special diet. And what they said is, you know what? I won't be able to pay my rent. I'm going to lose my place. We were around in 1995 when that happened. When thousands of people filled the hostels. Not only the hostels, but they filled the parks. Over 1,000 people died on those streets. From 1995 to 2005, shame on you. We will not let this happen again. We will not. We will mobilize, we will organize, we will talk to each other. And McGinty, you better be listening. Because if you try and come to our community, we'll hunt you down and we'll chase you out. If any of you Liberals talk to you, they try to come to our communities, we'll hunt you down and we'll chase you out. So a big hand of applause to Sistering, who serves the food. And applause to all the people who organized to come here. Keep your ear to the ground. And like I say, let's spend the next 15 minutes or so to talk to each other.
This documentary was produced by Candace Moores for CHRY 105.5 FM in Toronto.